You're listening to the Hammershed Podcast. And welcome to episode 1 of the Hammershed Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Gottfried. In today's episode, I talk to Dan John. Dan is a discus coach, Olympic weightlifter, teacher, Highland Games competitor, and author. Being a throws coach and strength coach myself, I have always appreciated Dan's work and his no-nonsense approach to coaching and life. So without further ado, let's get to it. So real quickly, I'm fairly familiar with your work being a strength and conditioning coach myself and also throws coach. Sure. But for those who have been under a rock their whole life, can you give a brief summary of your background?
Sure. Are we live now?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Hello. And thank you. I'm a pretty standard story. I'm youngest of 6 kids from South San Francisco, California. Very athletic, very military family. When I was young, my aunt died and she left us some money. We bought a Sears barbell set in 1965, and that's when I started lifting weights. So this is the 50th year I've been lifting weights. Went on to be a discus thrower for Utah State University. Got a couple of degrees along the way, a Fulbright scholarship, and I started coaching in 1979 at Utah State. And that's what I've been doing, for the last 36 years, coaching and teaching and writing and, just living a life, I guess. Yeah.
Excellent. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Dewey Nielsen. He's a
sure I am.
Yeah, he's a functional strength coach here in the Portland area. He and I used to work together at Gold's Gym many moons ago, and every once in a while we, we'll catch up. We'll meet at his gym and have a cup of coffee and talk shop. Several years ago, he suggested to me that I try the 40-day workout, something that you have described as Pavel having you give it a shot. And I personally found it to be really beneficial to me, and I made quite a few strength gains by going through it. And personally, I've incorporated it into kind of the preseason strength and conditioning program for my throwers. I've found it to be really effective in teaching, those 5 basic movements to my incoming freshmen, and it just, gets everyone focused on moving properly. So I was hoping that maybe you could describe to us why you think, these daily workouts, working at lower intensities, never missing reps, maintaining perfect form, what about these programs are so effective?
Well, you really just kind of summarized it and kind of stepped up the answer. Well, it's just like anything you do in life. I mean, every mistake you make, no matter what it is, think about driving a car. Every time you decide to lurch onto the wrong side of the road, that increases the chances of something bad happening. Well, through my athletic career, I've noticed the only injuries I've ever forgot were missed weights, things like that. I blew my wrist apart missing a snatch, when I hurt my back doing something stupid. And so one of the things about 40-day programs or any kind of program that's simple and you just kind of build up on the repetitions is that you're not going to miss. You're going to teach the nervous system exactly what you're asking to do. It's something I heard years ago, and it may or may not be true. I don't know. But first, the nervous system. And you train the nervous system first. And that just gets stuff moving. From there, whether it's the cardiovascular system or muscular, it doesn't matter. But Rob Wolf said to me that from there, once the body figures out this is what we need to do, he said you then get the hormonal cascade. And the phrase cascade is what stuck with me, because you do these easy, simple workouts, and instead of the body just goes, okay, we got it, we're with you, whoosh. And you improve more just as a step back. I don't believe in linear anything in life. I just don't think linear progression works one time. When you first start lifting weights, you can improve, 5 pounds a week for a while, but not very long. But nothing in life that's worthy is linear. We keep trying to build educational systems as linear. And I understand the reason for that. But really, everything in life that's valuable, from meeting the love of your life to the way money comes into your life, is very rarely linear, for at least for the great stuff. So when you do something like the 40-day program, where you're just going to do, hey, listen, I'm going to do the incline bench press, the thick bar deadlift, this, this, and that, and you just keep coming in, very quickly the body figures out this is what we want to work on, and then boom, out of nowhere, at least in my case, almost always around day 20 to 22, 23, I would come in and have these lifetime bests that really staggered me at times. Now, the thick bar deadlift is, yeah, it's more of a, I mean, it's not really, it's one of those, it's a trick move. It's like, you know, ripping cards or whatever people do. But my thick bar deadlift PR when I started that program one time was 265 pounds. And I come back in about, you know, 3 weeks later and I pull a 325 deadlift. Now, what happened? Well, I showed my body what we wanted to improve on, and it happened. You see this most clear when people finally decide to improve their pull-ups by adding, by every time you walk past the pull-up bar, you do pull-ups.
Right.
Those guys who improved their squat by taking that 30-minute squat challenge, that was about a year ago, where every day you try to sit in a squat position for 30 minutes a day. Any kind of challenge. A couple of years ago, the guys all got together and decided to, on January 1st, one Turkish get up right, one Turkish get up left. On the second, 2-2, and the third, 3-3. So on the 31st, you know, 31 Turkish get ups right, 31 Turkish get ups left. Oddly enough, everyone who did that challenge and finished it are very, very good at Turkish get ups. So I think every listener knows what I'm saying. It's so obvious and logical, they're probably bored to death already. But when you watch people train, you rarely see people train reasonably or intelligently. You see them do all these. That's my knock on, as much as I like force reps for some things, when you do too many force reps, that's when I grab the bar from you and give you a few more.
Mm-hmm.
You're teaching the nervous system that as I get tired, the weight magically gets lighter. Well, that's not an advantage long term for getting stronger. Now, it might get your pump bigger, which may have a great value, but not in my world. So everybody knows what I'm saying probably is truthy, okay? But the hardest thing for most of your listeners is to actually go in and do the same workout 40 days in a row. Most people can't do an intelligent workout for more than 3 or 4 days.
Yeah,
I
sometimes cut that 40 days into a 20-day because it's just fits a little bit better for our preseason. But it's tough to keep doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah, but if you want to improve, I mean, when I have my discus throwers throw the discus, when I throw, we throw the discus, and that's how you get great. You know, great pitchers, great batters throw the ball and swing the bat a lot. Great basketball players shoot a lot. And I think that those of us in the weight room can learn from our brothers and sisters out in the athletic field that, you know, perfect practice makes perfect. And one of the knocks I have on most people's weight training is that they don't follow perfect practice.
Right. So another approach to this daily workout, something that's been kind of popular lately, is some work from John Brose and Corey Gregory, who do the squat every day. Pretty similar in the fact that they're, you know, squatting every day and practicing, and they have something called like your daily max or a technical max. But they're going at higher intensities, maybe not working as much, and the volume's not there. But what about the higher intensities? You're always talking about leaving a couple in the tank, and these guys are maxing every day.
Well, first off, that's been around. Boy, those programs have been around since the 60s. And you could certainly say the Bulgarians in the 70s, you know, they were squatting max twice a day. So it's been around a long time.
John trained with Bulgarians and Corey stole him, you know, so it's based off the Bulgarian method, but it's a little different approach than what you do.
Yeah. Our national strength coach called that the Bulgarian butcher approach to training. And it works for some people and the rest. You know, lots of roads are going to get you to success in the weight room.